4 years ago, we buried my father in his uniform from World War II. And I remember that in his wish that we bury him in his uniform, that he always talked about his service to our nation. And in my service in the United States Senate, I always think about what that greatest of generations did for our country to make sure that we have the freedoms that we enjoy today. And all of those who have joined in the wars before then and the wars since then in Korea and in Vietnam, now in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places around the world. And it is important for us all as we look at Veterans Day that we say thank you to all of the veterans who have served. You know, I believe, as my colleagues believe here today, that we can do better in making sure that we keep America's promise to the veterans of America. We can do better in making sure that what we do is to provide the financial integrity for the budgets that support health care for veterans around our nation. We can do better in making sure that we don't take people who deserve services, who have PTSD, off of the benefits provided by the VA. And we can do better also as Americans in terms of taking care of those veterans who fall through the cracks. You know, for me, of particular concern are the veterans from rural America. You know, in my state of Colorado, there are veterans in the northwest part of the state of Colorado who have to travel 200 miles to get any kind of medical care. We have been working with the Veterans Administration trying to push them to understand that it's important that we have community-based outpatient clinics in those far remote areas. And through the help of Senator Akaka and the other senators, we were able to hold a hearing on the important issues that affect veterans in rural America. We're going to continue to push on that. I know Senator Akaka is planning on doing some special outreach to veterans who live in the very far remote islands in places in Hawaii, because it's important that at the end of the day that we judge ourselves by a standard that we are not letting any of our veterans fall through the cracks, whether they are from remote islands where they don't have access in Hawaii or they are from my native county, Conejos County, in the southern part of the state of Colorado, which is the fourth poorest county in the United States of America. And I hope that as we move forward and we honor the veterans of this nation, that this Congress and Washington and the President make sure that we are providing services to all of the veterans of America.